If you can't grow, you don't grow, you can't fit growth into your life. I have been thrown a curveball. Most people deal with stuff being taken away from them. But what do you do when stuff is added to you? Like a gift? But when you buy into any of my programs, you will need to deal with this, too much to deal with. You already have too many irons in the fire. If you even have any, your hands are full, and now you need to grow new hands if you don't want to drop the ones you already have. This is what happened to me this week, and I predict I'll deal with this for a while. Until I reorganize myself and my life to the increased activity I'm taking on. Many people buy programs, try to adjust earnestly, but abandon ship. Because organization, especially reorganization, is most people's weak skill. Activity fills the time allocated for it, says Parkinson's Law, work expands to fill the time available for its completion, and people, mostly, only heed outside constraints, they never make of their own. And to take on more and not drop the ball, that is the ability you need to develop, creating and heeding your own constraints. Without that you never become a self, without that you give your life over to the puppet masters. The rudder is not firmly in your control. The other day I asked one of my favorite students how much time he has in a day to build the business he has been talking about forever. He said, an hour a day. I pressed. He said, maybe 2 hours. Life, and everything is a trade-off. You can only be at one place at any one time. You can only do one thing at any one time. What makes you the person, what gives you your life is the choices you make about where to be, what to do, and who to be. I had a conversation with my automation teacher yesterday about automation. What else? Right? In your day there are tons of activities that either can be automated, can be outsourced / out-hired, make faster, or examine carefully if they are taking you closer to the life you want to live or not. Many people, he said, spend an inordinate amount of time on automating every little thing, instead of doing what needs to be done at the time. These are the just-in-case people who, for the most part, never amount to much. The other type of person goes through their day, and find that a certain activity could be automated and maybe should be automated, or outsourced, because it's tedious, it sucks life out of you, but it needs to get done. And this other type of person spends some time automating this task. And then allows it to do the tedious task from there on. There is effectiveness and there is efficiency. Effectiveness is doing things with the end in mind. Efficiency is doing things well whether they lead somewhere or not. You want to be effective first and efficient second. But either way, when someone throws the monkey wrench into the works, you have to spend some time and energy on reorganization, reevaluate priorities, and bring coherence and flow back to the works. Your life. Rigidity is one of the barriers that you will find stops you from doing that. Rigidity, for most people, is having rules, self-made rules, mostly, and a fear to make up new rules, or have no rules. Rules are rigid. They are part of the systemic judgment world, the binary world of machines. This is good and that is bad. I have to. I need to. I want to. I should. This student of mine with the maybe 2 hours available to build the business he has been talking about for decades, has a rigidity of 70%. If he is ever to build that business, he needs to bring that rigidity down to maximum 10% and start living out of principles, not rules. My rigidity number is 10%, and I am experiencing it in my shoulders and my neck. I now, suddenly, experience an added workload of at least 9 hours a week. I added it, by the way. It wasn't imposed on me. Did I have a vision when I did that? No, I didn't. So if this is to succeed, the first thing I need to do is create a vision that needs this increased workload, or it will become a have to, or it will fall by the wayside. This is the situation, by the way, every time you buy a new software, or a new app, or a book, or a course, or a health regimen, anything that requires a time investment from you. The buying decision was made emotionally. You wanted what the sales letter promised, a better life, a better body, a faster business, or a better brain. Whatever the case, it was a flash of emotion, and you laid out the money. But you didn't calculate the downside, it will take time to implement, it will take maybe some learning curve to implement, it will take time to maintain, and ultimately the vision you had for the thing you bought wasn't a commitment, it was a wish. Came from desire. The difference between ambition and desire is, ambition is something you want and you are willing to do what it takes. Desire is something that you want, and you want it given without any involvement on your part. Most people deal with sky-high desire and very low ambition. What makes the purchases, what makes the promises, what creates the dreams is a desire. But without the body and the brain agreeing, all those purchases are a waste of money, and sources of grief and self-hate. I've made an obviously weak promise to myself, some time ago, that I don't take on any new coaching client, neither in a course, nor as a private client, who hasn't raised their cell hydration to 30%. In my current course/workshop I have only one student who meets that criterion. 1. The rest, 7-10% cell hydration. Why is cell hydration important? When your cell's hydration is under 30%, your cells and therefore you, are in survival mode. Survival mode is the opposite of abundance, flexibility, joyful, fun, and thriving. I can't get the work done with people like that. They cannot even consider reorganizing their life to accommodate the extra workload my courses mean. They cannot take their eyes off what keeps them surviving now, let alone create a new, bigger vision, to justify the added workload. The 30% cell hydration person is growing, adding newer and newer activities to her day, a bigger and bigger vision of herself. How much time and effort does it take to keep your cell hydration at 30%? It does take about 2 hours to set it up, because you need to buy the parts of the system, you need to stay in communication with me so that I can check, test, and advise you about what works and what doesn't. And then, judging from my system here, it takes me 12 minutes every 2 days. 12 minutes. I have invested in a kitchen timer so my water doesn't overflow. I have invested in a case, 6 Fiji water bottles so my water energizes from the inside out. I have invested in a food-grade flexible plastic pipe so I don't have to fill my container manually. I have invested 2-3 minutes every 5 to 6 months to connect the faucet and my container solidly. And I invest some time to drink the water. Lol. The 7-10% people come to the classes, but they are not actually doing anything to grow, anything to become the people they can become. Why? When you are in survival, you drive your life with your eyes on the hood. It's normal, but it changes when you have your cell hydration in the good working range of 30%. Can you make it even higher? Yes, but it is not necessary. I drink a lot of tea. Tea cannot be coherent. Neither can coffee. Or juice. Or soup. Milk, interestingly, can be made coherent, but I am yet to meet a person whose food list allows for drinking normal milk. I can drink A2 milk. The cows of A2 milk are different breed. The milk doesn't have the mites, doesn't have the weird protein that causes your arteries and brain to fill with plaque, or screw with your pancreas causing diabetes. But A2 milk comes from Australia. Even French milk and milk products are not A2 anymore. I have a dozen packages of French butter I should throw away. Got milk originating from the United States is now mixed with cow's milk, need to be thrown away. You can't trust the labels. Announcing, the challenge. I want to challenge you to start creating an inner environment for yourself where you can grow. Where you stop living in scarcity, and start coming from abundance, from possibility, not reasons why you can't. I want to create a challenge. Whether you already own the water energizer audio or not, I challenge you to get your cell hydration up to 30% and keep it there. A new client got there after drinking 2 bottles of energized Fiji waters of 1.5 liters. So it is not difficult. He wanted to test the system before he would get a water filter and the containers for the water. I challenge you to get your cell hydration up to 30% and keep it there. My muscle testing shows that his neediness for an intimate relationship disappeared with the increase of his cell hydration. Your desires come from neediness. What? Yeah. Neediness for love, for appreciation, for rest, for recreation, for fun, for money, for success. And some of that desire turns into ambition. And energy to grow. Your brain can be in survival mode too. Of course. And what happens when your brain is in survival mode? You are less sharp, less nimble, less smart than you could be. Your comprehension, your creativity, your ability to enjoy life suffers, as does your health. Do you think a brain in survival can keep its attention on monitoring the body for invaders? Cancer, for example? Hell no. Your body is on its own. The captain is diseased, and concerned with its own survival. The ship is not steered towards anything, lost in sea. Do other water energizing systems work? somewhat. When I first encountered this whole idea of energized water, the water I bought was not quite coherent. It was between 500 and 600 vibration, energized with some machine. Sante Water was the company. And yet it helped me a little bit, but not enough to get well, or be joyful. Only when I asked Source to duplicate the energy, and got my water up to 653 vibration where it wasn't just energized, it turned coherent, that my life started to rise. First I needed to deal with a lot of physical issues that accumulated over 6 decades of drinking normal milk, eating too much bread, and sleeping way too little, sometimes as little as nothing at all, for days at a time. I even had to attack some cancer in my colon, and eliminate it. But I did because I could. My brain, my body wasn't in survival anymore. So it responded to my commands, energy, nimbly and well. Okay, if you're up for the challenge, you can buy the water energizer. Or if you already have it, start actually and consistently. Gasp! Using it. Also, please send me an email saying, you want in on the challenge. I'll make sure you get feedback from me when you drop the ball. Just like I do with the group of the site capacity activation. Where? Oops, I have dropped the ball. Okay, here is the link to buy https://www.yourvibration.com/1/water-energizer. And here is the link to sign up for the challenge, https://www.yourvibration.com/1/challenge. You need to be willing to get daily notifications from me about your cell hydration level. Or don't sign up. Please.